Good morning and welcome back to the podcast, where I am currently outside with my macchiato and having a great morning. So I figured I would talk a little bit about like habits and schedules, just because I recently kind of, I don't want to say like pulled myself out of pandemic mode, but I feel like I had like post like pandemic partum. I don't even know if that's a thing. I had PPP. Okay. I just had like, I don't know. It was like really weird. And I don't think that anybody is really even talking about this. Like, I think it's something that people will talk about in like 10, 20 years. Like, holy shit. Like, that had a super impact. Because I think even if you're in therapy and like you're quote unquote doing the work, and I'm not making fun of anybody because I definitely am. Like for me, I've been, you know, like just taking it slow and like slowly working in like movement and just like, you know, not drinking alcohol and, you know, journaling and anyways, doing quote unquote the work. But I think for me, I just started to feel kind of like even fatigued from that. And I felt like, why am I waking up with like a checklist? You know what I mean? So I wanted to talk about that today because I've been practicing this for a few days now. And, you know, even though you might think, oh, it's a little early to be sharing, like if you haven't been doing it for like 6 years, it really pulled me up energetically. So I thought I'd share it with you. And of course, like take it with a grain of salt, a shot of tequila, some water, kombucha, tea, whatever you're into, a double espresso martini, a double espresso macchiato, whatever. But I did this exercise and I thought it would be helpful. So I'll open with that and then I'll tell you kind of some things that I'm doing. But again, I don't know that it's even helpful to say what I'm doing in the morning, because here's the thing. I feel like I was doing this checklist where I had researched what is going to help you mentally, what's going to give you energy in the morning. And there are definitely some that I'll share that I feel like across the board, it will help you. But certain things I just felt like, that's tough, because that's really personal. Like, I'll give you an example. When you have burnout, which I definitely did, it's important to go slow, rest, you know, all of that. But in life, you need balance. So even if you're burnt out, you know, to lay around or to sleep in can actually make it worse, like especially mentally. So I found for myself, like, yeah, I need to go to bed earlier to get more sleep, right, and recoup on that end. But I still have to get up early. Like, I can't sleep in. It's not good for me, like, psychologically, you know? And that was for me. Like, some people can sleep until 11 and be like, I don't care. And that was me in my 20s. Like, I did not care. But I think the productive side of me is like, no, I need to be up, right? And so I tweaked little things in my morning routine. Like, instead of getting up, and I would go for a walk, actually. It was one of the things that I would do. I would get up, you know, wash my face, brush my teeth, you know, change. And this sounds like TMI, but like, let me help. Like, these things I changed. So let me just get into it. I would like, you know, go downstairs, make my coffee. And then I did this exercise where I was like, what am I doing wrong? Because I just felt like I couldn't like get myself to this exciting level where I used to have like enthusiasm, right? Like everything just felt like so mundane. And I felt so guilty about it because I love my life. So that was the like strange part about it, is I felt like I love my life. I love my husband. I love where I live. I love my job. I love my office. You know, there really wasn't anything that I could look at and be like, I'm super ungrateful, right? But I just felt like maybe there was something I was doing in my habits that was totally making me feel weird. You know what I mean? So anyways, I walked it back and I'm like, all right, let's think about some times in your life. And I think I might have even shared this before, but like, let me think of some times in my life where I really felt like I was following my passions, but I had balance and it wasn't necessarily what I looked like, but it was definitely about what I felt like. And I felt like in 2019, that was a great year for me because I felt like Ryan and I were really on the same page about a lot of stuff. So that was going really well. I felt like I was really following my passions in this kind of like, not in a disrespectful way, but in like this, I don't give a fuck kind of way, only because it was like, this is my life. I have one and you know, it's up to me to create the life that I see fits for myself. You know what I mean? And so I felt like I had a good balance though. I felt like I woke up in the morning, I took some extra time to work on some passion projects, and then I would actually go into my work day. And then after work, I would go to the gym or I'd work out, you know, downstairs. I had an elliptical and some weights. So it really just depended on the day, but I just felt like I had a very balanced day. So I wrote out my schedule and I kind of plugged in what's new, right? Like obviously, you know, my hours for work are different than when they were back in 2019, because in 2019, I was starting my marketing consultant business. And at the same time, I was still technically working like 8 to 4. So I had to figure out like, okay, now that, you know, my schedule is a little bit different. Anyways, I plugged in what was different, but it basically, I took that formula and I was like, what can I do? Like, what is going to make me so happy? And I'm just going to share with you what I changed and what I feel like is so important if you're struggling mentally. And I don't mean this in a way of like, you know, you just can't get out of bed, but it's like when you do, you just feel like, here I go, like I'm doing the same things. And I feel like that's the issue with scheduling. And that's what I wanted to say about this. A schedule can keep you accountable. It can make you productive, but it doesn't make you capable. And when I say that, I mean, there's a difference between being productive and doing what you're capable of doing, right? Like reaching your potential. There's a difference between checking off a shit ton of items and like actually putting in 1,000% what you could for each item, right? There's a difference between living like a robot and living with enthusiasm. And that's what I'm talking about. Like, there's got to be a balance between a schedule and flowing with life. Like, life is different when you wake up every single day. So that's what I realized. Like, I also need to leave room for those inspired actions, for those inspired days, for those, you know, whatevers. And so I realized for myself that I needed to change a few things. So like, number one, instead of like, okay, I'm going to get up early, wash my face, brush my teeth, like change up, head downstairs, make my coffee, I start with, you know, obviously make my bed, do that. But I start with listening to music and like styling my hair, you know, not like a full face of makeup if I don't need it, but just like a little mascara, lip liner, throw on like a cute outfit. Doesn't have to be jeans every day, but like, you know, some leggings with like a blazer or something to just feel like I'm up, I'm ready. And then head out and go grab a coffee. I feel like that's how I used to start my day. And it automatically programmed me into this kind of like better mood. And the reason I wanted to share that with you is it's such a simple, I'm honestly going to call it dumb thing that you wouldn't even think changes the way you feel. And that's what I'm trying to point out. It was not like, you know, I started going to the library and studying like NASA. Like, it was nothing crazy. Like, all I did was, instead of like just washing my face, you know, because the thing is, when you work from home, and that's my life right now, so whether you stay home or you work remote, and I know that's a lot of people right now, how did you used to start your day? Really think about it. You used to get up, get ready for work, like ASAP. That was like the first thing you did. And then you probably went out and got a coffee and went to work. So I think that kind of puts me into a different energetic flow versus like, I'm not saying there's no purpose, but like there's, and I don't believe in rushing in the morning, but it just feels like if you get up and you don't get yourself ready and you're like, it's whatever, it's raining, I'll throw on like a sweatshirt. I don't really have to do my makeup because I don't have any, you know, on camera Zoom calls today, or I don't have any in-person meetings today. So I can kind of just whatever. I just stopped doing that. It was like, no fucking way. Like, it's just, it's not working for me. So anyways, I thought I'd pop on and just share the journal exercise I did, which was what really made you happy. And there were a couple other things that I did too, just as far as like centering and connecting. So whether you're religious or spiritual, or you don't have a practice and you just do maybe affirmations, you know, doing that first thing in the morning, I started to go into my office, and this was something I had done back in 2019, but I was so excited to like get into my office and like just do my little tarot cards or pull books from my shelf and get some inspiration. And I honestly spent about 20-30 minutes doing that in the morning to really get centered, to like channel my energy for the morning. And I stopped doing that for a while because I felt like, oh, I don't really need to do that. And that has helped me immensely. So I would just say the exercise, if you want to try it, is to, you know, write down on a blank sheet of paper, like, okay, when did I feel super aligned? You know, I looked my best, I felt my best. And, you know, maybe, I don't know what year it is. I don't know what you're doing, but try your best to remember your routine. What were you doing? What was different? Where did you live? What were you doing? Like, really ask yourself those questions. Like, how did you start your day? What time did you wake up? Like, any little detail you can remember that helps you. And it's not about like repeating the past, but it is about pulling some of that into your present day to really create not even a schedule, but a flow in your life that just creates better energy. And so for me, I found that little switch, I'm telling you, because I swear to God, it is like the strangest thing, but we got an espresso machine in December of 2019. So the last time I really like went out and got coffees was right before the pandemic. So it's not that I haven't had a coffee, oh my God, like from anywhere else since then, but I haven't had a routine of getting up, getting a coffee. And I feel like that was a routine for so long that I looked forward to, that was like started my day off right, that I felt like I had to bring it back into my life as far as like, this makes me feel happy, right? Because, and it's not just about getting, you know, the coffee. It's the act of like, I'm up, my hair is done. You know, again, I don't have to have a full face of makeup on or like a full blown, like, you know, jeans and a blazer, but like just being like ready for my day. It just makes me feel good. And I get in the car and I listen to my music. It just makes me feel good. And it's great to do that on days where I'm not rushing, where I'm not up super early because I have to go to a photo shoot, which I go for work, by the way. It's not like my photo shoot. Whenever I say that, I laugh so hard because I think sometimes people think that I'm saying it's like my photo shoot. Like, I have to go to a photo shoot on Friday. Like, stop. So it's for a client and I have to be there. But, you know, I'm not up early rushing. That's a little bit different when you're like, you gotta like rush. It's nice to like get up and jam. And I think that's the whole other point I want to bring up, is getting up and going for a coffee. Everybody in line is anxious and ready to go to work. I'm just going back home to like flow with my day. And I think that's the difference, is like, I'm not stressed out. I'm excited. I'm like enjoying myself. And then I get back home and I do like, you know, my gratitude journal and my tarot cards, and I pull a book and I learn something. And I feel like those things all help stimulate your brain before you've even had a chance to touch an email or even think about work, right? So anyways, I just was thinking about ways to improve your mood and improve your enthusiasm, and like real ways to incorporate it. And I just feel like we got into this habit of like sharing our schedules, which is why I hesitated to even say, here's what I changed, because I don't want you to think that this would work for you. Like, unfortunately, you have to like, and I hate when people say this, but it's true, like you have to do the work. So like write down in your own journal, like, okay, when I felt my absolute best, looked my best, I felt on fire, I had a lot of confidence, like this is what I was doing every day. And write that down and try to rework it into your current schedule. Like, it might not be perfect or exact, because honestly, it's not perfect or exact for me, but I could make the morning part work and I can make the post-work part work. So, and I do have flexibility in my schedule as far as like working remote. So like if I wanted to go to Barnes and Noble's or a cafe or something and go work, I could do that. But I just feel like honestly, once I get plugged in at 9, like I just go until whenever. So even though it's a little different, like my job is different, right? Like I don't work for myself anymore. So it's a little bit different in that aspect. I could still make it work as far as like the portions of the routine that actually made me happy. And I feel like I should say it as a routine because it's something that you do on routine because it makes you happy. It's not something you have to do. It's not like a schedule. I think a schedule is something that you have to do, you know? And I will say the two things that I did notice, like from a mental perspective, and this is the last thing I'll share, just because I'm in my backyard and I'm about to go apple picking, so I got to go get ready. But I think the few things that truly helped me just overall mentally, I would definitely say number one, giving up kind of like strict diets and like strict workout routines and letting myself be a little bit more flexible genuinely brought me to this place of like, I don't even want to say it's like the Garden of Eden, but I swear to God, like I just feel like I drink a smoothie every day, right? Not a protein shake, a fruit smoothie. So like, it's weird. It's like once you let go of those things, you'll see what you naturally gravitate towards. And it was funny because I just felt like so much healthier. It just clears up mental space. I don't have to think about calories or like, oh my God, what am I eating? You know? And same thing with working out, like just having this thing where it's like, all right, go for a walk, do a 10-minute bike ride if you want to, do a friggin' 10-minute HIIT workout. Like you don't have to be crazy every day. You just have to move every day. You know, do a 10-minute, 5-minute yoga stretch. There you go. But do something every day, right? And so I think just being aware of little things like that has helped, and being more free with it has helped. But the two main things as far as like mentality and anxiety goes is number one, wind down before bed and get into bed early. Like I personally, I'm not going to tell you when to go to bed, but I want to be asleep by 10. So I try to go up around 9:30 with a book and just read. No TV on, no phones, just read and wind down. I'll have a journal next to my bed in case I want to write out some things that I'm thinking about for tomorrow. I think that can be helpful to like empty your mind before bed. But the number one thing I'll say is wake up at the same time every day. That's so helpful for your mind. I noticed sleeping in is just not good for my mentality. And that's just me. I mean, that might be different for you. Maybe you're like, I need to sleep in. I don't know. And also going for walks. I mean, when in doubt, go for a walk. When in doubt, go outside. I feel like it's absolutely helpful. So I just thought I'd pop on and share that just as far as like bringing enthusiasm back to your mornings and like bringing energy back to your day. If you've been feeling a little mundane and, you know, you could just be feeling like, or you could just be feeling like, you know, okay, here I go again. I get up, I make the bed, I work. You know, I kind of fell into that routine. And again, I felt a little guilty for feeling that way because I'm like, I have freedom in my schedule. You know what I mean? And I have, you know, there was nothing I could pinpoint. And this is what I'm bringing up now. There's nothing I could pinpoint that I wasn't grateful for. So it just made me think, what the fuck? Like, what is wrong? You know? And that's when I realized that maybe I had started to make things so strict and make things so, you know, rigid and like scheduled and like you got to work out an hour. And it just wasn't helpful for me. I mean, working out an hour every day didn't make me thin. Extremely counting my calories didn't give me the body that I wanted. Being extreme in general with my schedule did not make my mental health any better. So I think it's in the moments where we allow ourselves to be ourselves for ourselves and, you know, implement things that make us feel better, like as a person, as opposed to trying to do things because you feel like you have to do them. is a much more powerful way to just start and end your day. So I know we all have responsibilities and everybody's life is different, and I don't pretend to know your life or your problems, but I figured that this would be helpful because for me, that's what it's been all about, is just finding balance and being able to find balance in my passions and find balance in my home life and family life and business and all these different things that we try to balance. And I do feel like every single day there is a part of the day where you just need to flow with it. You know what I mean? And that's not just for the weekends. You know, sometimes you just need to be open. And I think the only way to do that is to have some type of understanding or at least grounding exercise in the morning where you are feeling your best and you're feeling enthusiastic and energetic, because then you're more willing to be open and free and flowing. But I think when you have a schedule that's making you feel mundane, not really helping you with your energy, it's really hard to open up and flow through the day. And you might miss those little moments where you're like, oh, I could have done that better. I could have said that better. I could have paused for a moment, right? So I just think like having some type of morning routine is good, but I feel like it's so overplayed with like, here's exactly what you do. So hopefully I did not make anyone feel like they have to do what I have to do. I just thought I'd share what really worked for me, because I was really feeling, again, super guilty about like, dude, you have, like, people would love to have your life and your problems. Like, you have no problems. Like, why are you feeling this way? And it really came down to, you know, just examining my habits and just examining like what was going to work best and make me feel better. So, little things go a long way. Just driving by yourself with the music on to get a cup of coffee, I guess, was my little thing. And, it just, I don't know. Everyone's going to figure it out, but I feel like popping on, sharing that, was kind of my thought for today. So hopefully you enjoyed my little 20-minute segment. I'm going to go in, get ready for apple picking. I don't know that you like get ready for that though. Like, I'm going to wear leggings and like maybe like a, I don't know, like something, some type of like cute like t-shirt and like pullover thing. I don't know. Do you get ready for apple picking, or does apple picking get ready for you? All right, I'm popping off. Hopefully you have the best day, and I will see you on the next podcast.